AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this special edition of the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's a question and answer session with AP McCoy ahead of this year's Grand National, his final Grand National, of course, and the soon-to-be 20-time champion jockey spoke about Grand Nationals of the past, his past experiences at Aintree, his chances in this year's renewal on board Shut the Front Door, and his upcoming retirement. So without further ado, let's hear from the man himself. Here's AP McCoy on the Grand National.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
How did you feel ahead of your first Grand National?
Very excited, because it's one of the most famous horse races, if not the most famous horse race in the world. And felt very lucky and very privileged to be able to take part in the Grand National.
And do you still get the same feeling?
Very much so. And obviously, probably more this year than I'm ever going to get it, because it's going to be the last one.
Yeah, does that change your approach anywhere this time round?
Not really, because you can't, you know, obviously beforehand you've got a little bit of mixed feelings and different feelings, but when the time actually comes, the feeling will be, once the race starts and you'll be out as normal, it'll just be as normal, to be honest.
You've obviously won the Grand National in the past as well. Would you call that your biggest win?
I would think it was, no doubt, the most famous win I've had. And you know, it was probably one of the days, or probably the day that I felt the most complete of my career, if you like.
Could you ever see yourself training or owning a Grand National runner?
I think there's a better chance of me owning a Grand National runner than there is training a Grand National runner. I'm not sure that the training side of things is for me, to be honest. I think I'm better off just leaving it as a jockey, I think.
Now, some jockeys put on the pounds after retiring, AP. Are you still going to be able to get on a horse in a year's time if you wanted to?
Yeah, definitely. I like being fit and I like being healthy, and I have no desires whatsoever to put on too much weight. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on my physique, if you like.
Good stuff. Is there anything you're looking forward to eating when you retire?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having breakfast in the mornings and basically eating what you can without worrying about whether you're going to be heavy the next day or whether you're going to be able to do the weight. So I'm just sort of looking forward to leading a normal life in terms of what I eat and not worrying about what I eat.
Okay, the next couple of questions are about your family, starting with Chanel. If we gave her a free bet on the race, would she bet on you or would she back something else?
She would bet on me as long as I didn't tell her to bet on me, because she thinks I'm the worst tipster in the world. So that would be her choice. She said her choice would be, she might bet on me if I told her to bet on something else, but if I told her to bet on me, she'd bet on someone else.
Right, okay. Have a family looking forward to you being at home as well? You don't think you get under each other's feet or anything?
I think the children are looking forward to me being at home, and luckily my wife is, she still works, so luckily I'll be the one at home packing the lunches for the kids, and she'll be the one out working.
Let's talk about the race then. What's different riding at Aintree to any other course?
Lots of things. Obviously, it's a different race for the obvious reasons that the Grand National, why it's the most famous horse race in the world, is because it's the most daunting, the most challenging. The fences are obviously a bit bigger. There's 40 runners, which there isn't in any other horse race. And there's more fences. It's run over the furthest distance of any horse race. So it is the most challenging horse race, there is no doubt.
And obviously you mentioned in there it's the most famous race. In a jockey's perspective, is it the one that they all want to win?
I think the Cheltenham Gold Cup, is probably, in terms of prestige, I think the Hoover's got the best horse. The Cheltenham Gold Cup is probably the most prestigious race in that sense. But the Grand National is the most famous horse race in the world. And not always the best horse or not always the best jockey get to win it. So it's that sort of race that it can make someone's career and make someone's life a whole lot better, if you like.
It's such a highly charged race as well. It must spill over sometimes. Have you ever seen any altercations or any fights or disagreements in the entry weighing room?
No, in terms of that, they all know how much of a challenge it is. There's the jump Wareham is a pretty fair place, and you obviously get a little bit of altercation now and again, but nothing too serious, because they all are very well aware that those two ambulances that follow you around are following you around, because you're going to end up in one of them at one point.
Yeah, much more of a camaraderie than taking each other on in a way.
I think so, yeah. I think there's a lot more reality to being a jump jockey. They know the dangers.
It's mentioned pretty much every year now that no female jockey has ever won the Grand National AP. Do you think it's only a matter of time?
I think so, yeah. And there's obviously more than competing, the likes of Nina Carberry and Katie Walsh. If you look at Lucy Alexander's three to name, that have done quite well over the jumps. So it is. I think there will come a time when they have I think they're very capable. Those three that I mentioned are very capable riders, and there's no reason why, if they get on the right horse, that they won't win the Grand National.
Do jockeys talk to each other on the way around during the race?
I'm sure there's some probably do more than others. Not a lot of them want to talk to me at the best of times, so I shouldn't think they want to talk to me during the Grand National. There are obviously the bits of slight little bits of conversations and light little bits of conversations, but there isn't a full blown conversation going around, that's for sure.
Did I hear a story once? This is not the Grand National, this was the Gold Cup, but did you tell Ruby Walsh to pull up Corto Star that year or something along those lines?
I think I went past him on synchronised, and I did say to him that I think you'd be pulling him up, because it was he had started off at the head of the field, if you like, and was making his way towards the end or towards the rear, and there was only me at the back. And but whenever I'm passing you on synchronised, I think your fate. So I think it was a case of stating the obvious, really, when I was passing him and telling him what was happening or telling him what was likely to be happening. I think he already knew. He was on his way to pulling him up.
Obviously, you went past them all in the end, and you went on to win, didn't you? But you must have some entry stories as well. What would be your best entry story?
Probably not at the time, it wasn't very funny, but obviously Ruby and I both remounted Blowing Wind and Papillon to finish third and fourth. A loose horse ran across the front of both our horses and carried us out, and it was the time when obviously the year that Red Mirada won, there was only four finishers, would have been only two if there hadn't been for Ruby and I catching the two horses and remounting them. And at that stage, you obviously know your horses, but to be sure, the good thing about the Grand National is that the horses have their names on their number class. So there was never a fear of us catching the wrong horse and getting on the wrong horse to complete. So luckily, when I did catch Blowing Wind, his name was on his collar, on his saddle cloth, so I made sure I was getting on the right horse again.
That would have been something, wouldn't it? Riding the wrong horse over in the National.
That wouldn't have been ideal. So luckily we caught the right two horses and finished third and fourth. It's obviously not allowed now, but at that time, I think Blowing Wind got £55,000 for third place for his owner. So it was well worth the getting on him and completing, that was for sure.
Good stuff. If you were to ride the winner this year, AP, how would it compare to your first win? Would it be better? Would it be the same? Would it not live up to the first win?
Well, we'll have to see. The one thing is for sure is it would be my last win. That is one thing that we do know. But winning the Grand National for the first time was a lot of fulfilment, a lot of relief, a lot of enjoyment. It did every emotion going, really. I'm sure winning it again would probably have similar emotions. It is, as we said, it is the most famous horse race in the world, but if I was lucky enough to win it and be my last ever ride and my last ever winner, then obviously that would be a bit of a dream and a bit of a fairy tale, and I'm not even sure that I'm silly enough to dream that could happen.
You're right, though. It would be a fairy tale ending, wouldn't it? What would you do that day? How would you celebrate it?
Because it would be, obviously there would be a great sense of enjoyment, but there'd be a bit of sadness too, because knowing it would be the last time I'd ever be on a horse as well, so that wouldn't be so good. But obviously it'd be great to win the Grand National.
Okay. In 12 months' time, next year's Grand National, 2016, what do you expect you'll be doing at this time of year?
That is the million-dollar question. I have no idea. I'll be watching it. I'm not one of these people that is going, I'm sure I'll find it a little bit difficult, but I love horse racing, I love watching it, so I'm very much going to I'm going to look forward to it in that sense, but it'll be a strange feeling not taking part for the first time in 20-odd years, you know.
Yeah, I imagine it will. And final question then, AP. You ride Shut the Front Door in this year's Grand National. What do you make of your chances? Obviously, he's the favourite for the race now. Are you confident going into it?
I think he's got a good chance. He hasn't ran since November, which is a bit of a negative. The handicapper will tell you that his form at Carlisle in Irish Grand National is not great. So I don't think he'd be tipping him up if he liked, but he's still giving plenty of weight. But look, I think he's a ridiculous price, because I think if he was running in a 4.5 mile flat race against 40 other horses, I don't think he'd be the price that he is, let alone be the price that he is having to jump that, you know, 30 fences or whatever. So it's going to be a fair bit of a challenge for him, but hopefully he's up to it. Any number of horses, I think, are probably as well handicapped, if not better handicapped than him. Those horses that won at Cheltenham, that I said Drew's nephew, Even Cause of Causes, Rocky Creek, is probably on form the horse that should be favoured. But hopefully Shut the Front Door's got a good chance.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, AP. Pleasure to speak to you once again, and good luck at entry.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.